Okay, so continuing with the sugya of Chol Yisrael, I don't think I did justice to the Mechab and the Ramah and some of the Shach and the Taz. I think we jumped very quickly into the Chassam Seif and the Pichadish. So there's a few things I just want to speak out that we'll see from the Mechab and the Ramah and the Nisei Kelim. So the Mechaber, again, the Mechaber says, and on the first one you only have a second half, I'll just start reading the first half. Cholav shechov abdi kachom ve'ein Yisrael reyed. If a goy is milking a cow and a yid does not see him actually milking the cow, aser, you're not allowed to drink from that milk, shema iruv by cholav tameh. Now you're going to pick me up on this thing. Hayachayla bebeisai. You have a guy in his house, he's milking his cows in his house. The Yisrael yoishav mibuchutz, and the Yisrael is just sitting outside. In yodua she'en lo yidavar tami be'edrei. So if the yid knows that there's...
Can you see?
Let's see in a second. So if the yid knows that there's no davar tami in his flock, so then mutar afilo ein Yisrael yachal eraisai. V'shal shukhoi, even if the yid cannot see, he's just standing at the door, he's sitting at the door. So even if he does not see inside, it's fine because there is no davar tameh be'edrei. Hayolai davar tameh be'edrei. Let's say there is something, there's a davar tameh in his head, he has pigs there or other camels. V'ha Yisrael yoshem mibachutz. V'ayved kaychavim chaylev letzayrich Yisrael. Very important part. And the goy is milking this for the Yisrael. If he's milking for himself, then this wouldn't work, what we're about to say. Only if the goy knows that he's milking it for Yisrael. Afilu ein yachol eraisa kishu yoshev, even if he cannot see him when he's sitting, im yachol eraisa kishu oimed, if he could see him while he's standing, mutter. Then you're allowed to eat that milk. Sheyare, why? Because the goy isn't scared, shema yamay. That the yid is going to stand up and see him. Vireyu, he's going to see him. He's going to see him. And then that's why he's not going to mix in anything. Again, he has to know, this guy has to know that Chalav Tameh is Asa to Yisrael. Because this whole second case, when the guy is going on mirsis, going on fear, so the only way it's going to work is if the guy knows what to be scared about. If the guy doesn't know that it's Asa for Yidin to be drinking camel milk, so then the fact that the Yid can stand up in any second and watch him, he doesn't care because he thinks that it's mutter. So therefore, if the goy knows that he's doing it for Yisrael, and he knows a little bit of the halachas, you told him before, listen, I can only drink cow milk, then if you're as long as when you stand up you see him, that's good enough. Now we know that there's a concept of something called the mashkiach, which is a yoytzev v'nichnas. Usually you have a mashkiach that the halacha is that he just has to be a yoytzev v'nichnas. He has to be going in, going out, he has to have a key, he has to be able to go whenever he can, whenever he wants. So, would that work in this case? Let's say the yid's not sitting straight outside. But he tells him, listen, it's how long is it going to take you to do this milking job? It's going to take you an hour? I'll be in and out within an hour, in the hour. That might be gone a little bit, whatever, I'm going to be in and out.
When did the concept of having Mashiach start?
I said, as soon as the halacha was that you have to have a yaitz minute.
Oh, okay.
So,
after that year, okay.
So, I mean, it's probably a very long time ago. Okay, so, it could be what, back then it wasn't so again to have a Yates and Nichols. I don't know.
I think it's only a couple hundred years.
It wouldn't
matter
if people that. It wouldn't make a difference. If I was cooking at home, there's no... wouldn't have a every caterer, every... It would cater back then, wrong.
So, if you take a look, if you take a look at the Shach, the Shach's of Kotten Dalet. So, the Shach's of Kotten Dalet says, Sheyori Shema Yavad. Right, so the second case, when he has, it's very important to understand. The first case, there is no tummy animal in the guy's flock. The second case, there is a tummy animal in the flock. And if the guy stands, the yid stands, he's able to see him. Zok the shach of kun dalet sheyori shem yamay ulfiza nira dafil yaitzim nichnas mutter. Even if someone's yaitzim nichnas, you don't have to sit outside every second. Even yaitzim nichnas, keep on the time of whom he should be mirsis. Because the whole reason is because we want him to be scared. So then the yaitzim nichnas also creates the same fear in the goat. Now if you take a look, it's very just a little interesting what I notice is that if you look at the Taz, Sifkat and Dalet, it might be cut off a little bit. It's a cut and gimel. He says, L'raysa kishu oimen nira, the kol shekain the mahani kishu yaitzim nechnas. The kol shekain is going to work. So there's a little, just a little difference in the way the Shach and the Taz say. The Shach says, even a Yetzir Nechmas should work, doesn't say a Koshikin, and the Taz says Koshikin. But either way, they're both saying that a Yetzir Nechmas would also work in this case. If you have a Meshkech that's at a Goyisha farm, he doesn't have to sit outside the whole day as long as he's able to be going in and out whenever he wants.
Why do you think it's different to a regular case of Meshkech being Nechmas?
Guys have an ethnos? No, because we know that Chol of Yisrael already. We know that there's,
you have to be
the Mishnah, especially the Lashon that the Mishnah says that Yid has to watch.
Right.
It says Yid has to watch him doing it. It doesn't say like you have to make sure it's kosher. Like Yid has to actually be watching. So is this going to be enough? Is that considered enough watching? So the Chiddush here is that this is considered watching. Even if he's not watching every single minute, if he's a, Yetzir Nechmas, or if he's able to see him when he stands up, that's enough.
Seems like even though he's not actually watching, the guy is being watched.
But we have to create a right. Okay, I hear what you're how you're doing it. Okay, fine. But that's the idea. Okay, so that's the machab, right? So we have these two cases. Now listen closely to this remark, and you'll see why the Shach and Taz have a little discussion about it. So look the remark. We just had a case of right where there is a tummy animal in the flock. I think we may have mentioned this quickly the past few weeks. The Rambam says that lechavchila a yid has to be there at the beginning of the milking. The year of a kli, he has to look into the keli that he's milking into. Shelo yia bekli shechovim by davar tameh, that there shouldn't be any droplets of any davar tameh milk that he may have used before. V'nagu lahachmir shelo yachle bekli shadakr shalachav lachle by, the minig is to be machmer not to milk into a keli that a goy usually uses to milk his animals. We're afraid that maybe there's some trefa milk, some droplets of trefa milk there. Miu b'di'eved ein lachosh l'chol zeh.
If he started going into using the, he didn't look in advance. What's about b'shishim?
So that's the thing. So b'di'eved. So we're saying that b'di'eved is no. There's nothing to be choshed for. Now, just as a hakdama, and we spoke to that, I think the first year that we started here by Chol of Yisrael. The chiddush of Chol of Yisrael is that the rabbanim were making a takana even when there is shishim. If it be bought of a shishim, so then we get out of a lot of problems. The chachamim want to make it that even if there's a few droplets, that's going to be a problem. So that's what you can have. So b'di'eved, why is it good? So hold on. So the Ramah says that b'di'eved ain't lachosh l'chozeh. So take a look right away at the Taz. And I know it's a little hard cut off. It's a little, I did my best. Zif katan dal of the Taz. So l'chadchilo, the Ramah says, brings down the shita. L'chadchilo, you have to, number one, be there at the beginning of the chaliva. And number two, you have to look into the keli. Zok the Taz, Deyazu Hidasar Rabbeinu Peretz. This is their Dasar Rabbeinu Peretz, as I was Chayti B'Samach, and that I mentioned a little earlier. Elash Shabbatisra Hatha Haisav Lashayir B'Keli Hule, this Rahatha adds that you have to actually look into the Keli before, Kinemasayim Ramakan. Elash Tamuli, Mashakasiv Ramah Miu B'di Evni Lachash Lachalzeh. It's a Tamina that the Ramah would say, B'di Evni, you don't have to be Chayshish for all of this. The Haloshin Mashma, the Loshin's Mashma, the Gam Shahoya Dover Tomei Ba'edrei Kama, right? What was the last case that the Mechaber was talking about? When there is a Dover Tomei in his Eder. So there's a Dover Tomei in his Eder, and he doesn't even be the Eved if he's not there at the Tchilas of the Chaliva, the beginning of the milking, he's not there. Who knows what the guy's doing? But so Taz is saying, how can the Ramah say that? Be the Eved, there's nothing to be chayshish for. This hago is going on that case. It can't be. Even if there's no davar tameh in his eder, the says that it's usher if the yid is not there before looking at the milking process, even when there's no davar tameh b'eder. Now let's actually shama yisal b'shasha become master lachleis v'yir b'keli. He has to do both. Even if the guy does not have a davar tameh in his flock, he still has to look into, watch him do the milking, and he also has to look into the keli. Valkane, as I'm skipping down a few lines to where it says Valkane. You see Valkane, it's like smack in the middle. Valkane Tzarech Loimer. So you have to say the Ramah, Koy Aresha, that the Ramah is not going on the safest case. The safest case was when there was a Davar Tami Ba'ed. There must be that the Ramah is going on the Resha. The Loi Hoya Tami. When there's nothing, there's no tame in the flock. But kamar the lechatchila leinekel kedivratoi. He's saying lechatchila, you should not be mekel. That the yedai b'yoshev b'chutz la'edav al yirach aliv aklal. Well, tzorach leis. Really, he has to see it. Kedivrei parash zechanu. Now zeh seem, and on that the Ramah answers that the yevan ain lachosh be'ain davar tame im leirach klal el yedai b'yoshev b'chutz. Abel. If he's not standing outside, then even by the Eved, it's going to be Asra Afilu Ein Davar Tamei. Ramah saw some Dvarim Kan, and Ramah says some over here because he doesn't explain this. He sounds like he's going on the Seifa. V'yesh Michshol Lefnei Man DeGarvis Loi Daik. It's a big Michshol to somebody who learns without being Medayik. This is a lesson. He's saying for all
you're
of
them.
Right. Well, when you're learning, you know, it's a little dangerous when you're learning, when you're learning quickly.
Why wasn't it, should have added...
before, right? You should have said in the ratio. Absolutely.
Who put this together? It's very...
Yeah. No, the Ramah put his
hagos
in the Machaber, and he put it afterwards. So this the Tzaddik is saying, he wasn't being careful. He really meant to say it on the ratio, and he should have done it on the ratio. And then to look at the end, L'inyan Alocha, Nira, the Yesh LaHachmer, the less are afilu di'evet. L'maisa halacha. What's the halacha? Even b'di'evet, it's going to be aser kol she'ein rei Yisrael t'chil sach aliva afilu be'ein sham davar tami be'ed the davar tami. Even if there's not a tami animal in his flock, still b'di'evet, it's going to be aser if the yid does not look into the keli. Because how do you know what's in that keli? He's using his keli. Maybe he's all types of treif in there.
So the Taz disagrees with the Ramah.
The Taz disagrees with the Ramah, and we're not going to go through it now, but the Shach disagrees with the
Ramah.
He disagrees.
The Ramah miswrote what he...
Right, but then he says... He's saying that the Ramah is going on the Rashi's case when there's no Dover Tameh in his flock. And he says if it's Yevon, ain't Lachos
because of that.
Zok the Taz, no.
He argues with that too.
He's being chalak on that, the Taz. Taz saying, you have to look in the Kaili, because the bottom line is, how do you know what's in that Kaili? The guy's using his keli. So we have machlokes. The Shach also, we don't have time, but the Shach also goes through it, and he's chaylik on this Ramah. Okay, so now, this really takes us into the last week, where we spoke about the Chassam Sefer. What do you see there? What?
The Behetu.
Oh yeah, he just brings it out the
end. It says Yishla Hachmer.
Oh, instead of saying Yishla Esser. But he says even Bidiyah. Even Bidiyah. He's saying just different words. Yeah, so okay, so this took us really we went to the Chassam Sefer and the Pichadosh and the Rav HaShulchan. Just to have a quick review. The Chassam Sefer, the Pichadosh came along and said like this. He said, very nice, we have a Ramah here, we have a Machalik Yishach and Tazi, you have to look in the Chalib, you always need a Yid there looking in. You always need a Yid, even if there's no Davar Tamei Ba'edah. Like the Prichadosh, the only time that this is all going, this whole Machabah, this whole Ramah, this whole Shach and Tazi, this whole Machalik is over here, this is only going when there are Tamei animals around. If this city is a city that does not have a Davar Tamei in it, or, he says, he's in Mechadosh, or if it's not practical, I mean, if it's more expensive. If it's more expensive, if treifa milk is more expensive, there's no reason in the world why the guy would mix that in when the yid's buying it. So these two reasons, the Rezakta Mechadosh, he brings from the Chubas of the Radvaz, he says the Radvaz holds like this, I hold like this, that if there's no Dover Tameh, there's no Chash for a Dover Tameh in the flock, or no, in the city even, there's no Davar Tamei in the city, then you do not need somebody sitting outside. As long as you know for sure that there's no...
We talked about even drops. You could be using the same keli from something else.
Right? Yeah, I mean, let's say he cooked mean pig in there.
Right.
Yeah. It could be that, yeah.
Pre-Kaddish is like the Ramah.
What?
Pre-Kaddish is like the Ramah.
Well, the Mechadosh is even what? Mechadosh is even better because he says even lechavchila you ought to do that. Lechavchila, even if and even if
there's
no if there's no no tummy animals around, so then there's no reason to be nervous. Then we brought the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer was very unhappy with this Mechadosh, and he says avada, and he brings rayas that milk is like gvina, that is a davar shel minyan. It's also davar shel minyan, and therefore there's a loy plug. And the light plug is that it doesn't matter if there's there are tummy animals, there's no tummy animals. Once the Chachamim made a gzeira that a yid has to watch it, a yid has to watch it. Finish. There's nothing. There's no getting around that. Oh, there's no tummy animals here, so he doesn't have to watch it. He doesn't like that pricha. And there's a few different issues with the Chassam Sofer. The Moshe has a few kashas in the Chassam Sofer. Chaznish has a few kashas in the Chassam Sofer. And but at the end of the day, we have this machlokes Chassam Sofer pricha, and we spoke out last week that the Aruch HaShulchan is very, very stark that not to go look at the Pre-Kaddish. Very stark. And then he brings a story at the end about how some guy got messed up because of it.
Meat in the milk.
This Goyish guy was actually using meat in the milk. So he says very, very not advisable to rely on this Pre-Kaddish. And the Aruch HaShulchan was very stark about it. So now that brings us to Rav Moshe. That's the next page on you. So, the Indian Chalav HaKompanies Sheba Medina Seder. So he starts off, V'bedavar HaChalav Shal HaKompanies B'Medina Seder. This thing about Chalav companies in our Medina, there in America, Asher Yesh V'Kuach HaMemshala Then Yarvu Cholov Behemo Tameo Yanshu. We know there's laws that if you mix in Cholov Tame, they're going to get punished. They're going to close up the business. Shalachain Vadai Nirsisi Malaarev. They're for sure nervous to start bringing in some pig milk there or any other trade milk. Yeish Tam Godo Lahater Af Beloy Shitas HaPrichadosh. We want to get away from this Pichadosh because we have the Chassam Sofer, we have this Aruch HaShulchan. We're getting a little nervous with this Pichadosh. Says, Dr. Moshe, I don't need the Pichadosh. Mishun de ha'ikr, and this is his vart, de ha'ikr di yediya berurahu kariya mamish. He says, knowing something with the clarity, is like seeing it. Kehadosh fuas ta'aflam adal gam le'edis the moment. Even by edis moment, it works like that. Even for a goy who wants to become to be tevil for a tefilas ger, you don't actually need bezin to see it as long as you know for sure that he did it. This is a gather of what we hear about an anan sadi. This is not just we'll assume that he did it. It's anan sadi. The afle the kiyum of the kedushin. Sha'af shaloi ro elo hayichud. Even if in a kedushin, in a kiyuma for kedushin. So let's say they just see the yichud. Who kiro abiyu mamish? That's like seeing the bia. V'nasis eishus ish gemuro af l'chayiv misa. Some of you just, there's Adam just see the yichud. And then one of them are mazana. He says, you know, chayiv misa. Maybe they didn't have the bia. Maybe they're not really the husband and wife. He says, no, because you know what's going on. You know that when they're in Yichud, you know what's happening. So you don't have to actually see it. And still, if you don't actually see it, you can still use that Yediyah to be Mechayiv Misa. Lahaba Lachar, Acharkach. There's Shleit was by Kedusha Machin, that nobody else can be go ahead and be Mekash this lady. And then he says that you see situations where less than this will still be mechayiv somebody needs. Brings cases like that. And then on to the next page. Take a look at the second paragraph. The yesh yediyah. There is a yediyah sha'af bin fashas machshav riyah. Even benegeya killing somebody. It's as if it's like riyah. Dibin people that are being mazan. The only time that someone who is being mezana is going to be chay misa is if the mamish did the entire misa. They have to actually do the whole bia, and still you don't have to see that. All you have to see is derech hamenafim. If you see Dara Chaminafim, then that's enough to be Mechayev Nisa. So here you see that he says in a Chanami that you have by other places, like somebody, let's say, if you're Edom on Ratzicha, and you want to put the guy who did Ratzicha to death, so then you can't. You're not able to just say, "Oh, I know."
When do we say this? When don't we say this?
That's what he says. You see that there are certain times that you don't need to actually see it.
So why would this be one of them?
He doesn't. Right. So he doesn't.
What's the comparison?
Right. So he doesn't say exactly how do you know what's together of when you need just the idea, when you need a riyah. But he does say. You see that even by niyah. So what he's saying is that if you see it even by such a thing, you're going to put somebody to death by things. So then, how these all should be any different? So then skip to the end of that paragraph, and then go to the next paragraph. V'lochein. V'cholav sha'asru rak v'chol v'yakum. V'ein Yisrael re'ayim. So then, therefore, you have this dirabana. But the cholav, they made the cholav akum asru. When he doesn't see the chalipa. Yesh lahater gam b'Yisrael yoydim yediyah berura to have a career. So if we're going to use the yediyah to put somebody to death, to kill somebody who's being mezana, or if there's 80 yichud to assume that they're a husband and wife, and if they're mezana afterwards, you also get chiyuv misa, and then no one else's kedushin could be typhus. If you're using this yediyah without actually seeing it for all these such bigger things, killing somebody.
I'm not questioning.
Why? Who says that killing?
What's
putting someone to death is more better or worse? One's in the Siddharth bottom, when you're going to kill the guy.
This whole thing is Durabana.
This is Xavier Durabana. Of course, Xavier Durabana is very chamra, but when you're going to kill somebody. Basra Chalav is a different thing. This is Chalavakim. Chalavakim, the Chachamim made Xavier, you're not allowed to have Chalavakim. Because we're afraid he's going to mix in Dabar Tamei.
Even consuming Dabar Tamei is
in Chayav
Nisa.
No, that's not. That's
I understand the punishment.
So he's saying, so then Yesh Lahatzer Gabi Yisrael Yoydim Yidiyavur Adavi Kiriya.
Okay.
V'zeh Ya'arbu Ya'anshim. And this, that if they mix in this Chalav Tameh, they will get punished by the government. V'yitztarchu Liskor Esek Shalahem. They're going to close up their shop. Shuhu Ha'arbacha Shal Kama Alofim. It's thousands of dollars. Ha'amim Shalom Ashgechus Alayim. And they send out inspectors. Vada yediya berura shehi kariya shloi haya bechal isu. So for sure, yediya berura is going to be like a riyah over here.
What are they inspecting exactly? When inspectors come out, what are they inspecting?
They're making sure that there's only milk going in. I guess maybe they're testing the milk. I don't know exactly what they're doing, but they're making sure that this is only cow milk.
They are?
I'm sure they are. I mean, that's
part of it. It's part of it. It's pristine.
I guess part of what I wonder is I think.
Well, let's just finish this up. Vizehu gam lekuliyama de'ein tam lechalik vizeh. V'lchein, listen. This is very important. Next part. Haraitza lismaych ulahakol. If somebody wants to be simich on this svar that I'm saying, that yediya is just like riya. Ulahakol yesh loy tam gadol. He has a very very good reason that he can be makel. Like a lot of people are makel. I guess in his time, a lot of people were shaymrei tayer were makel. Began harbei rabbanim, and a lot of rabbanim in his time were mekel. I don't know b'zman hazeh, but a lot of rabbanim are mekel. I don't know.
On Chol Yisrael.
I don't know. But in his times, apparently they were. The chas v'shalom leimer shoyis v'shalik yedin. Chas v'shalom to say that they're not doing yedin. So Abadi says there's a big tam gadol. There's a tam gadol that person who wants to eat chalav stam, what we call chalav stam, is fine. Avol. Nefesh min haroi lahachmer. Still, someone who's a bal nefesh, it's roi for him to be machmer in this case. You shouldn't think, oh, I'm being a frumi now. You know, like, oh, you're being a frumak now, that I'm being machmer, and something that Moshe said is 100% fine, and I'm being machmer, you know. So he says, don't, you know, we have certain times where, you know, we say you shouldn't do it because it's mitzvah kihur, it looks like you're like a bal gaiva. I'm a little better than Ramosha, you know. He says, don't worry about that. It's fine, you know, you want to be machmer, it's good, it's very good to be machmer. V'kach ani noyeg lahachmer la'atzmi. And I'm also machmer. You know, they have all these stories about, oh, Ramosha, did he have chol? He says here that he is machmer. He said he himself didn't need chol of stam. So, I mean, I don't know what all these stories are, but he says himself, kach ani noyeg lahachmer. How can you say that he's lying here? I mean, he's saying that he... So, v'kach ani noyeg lahachmer la'atzmi. I'm also, me myself, I'm machmer for myself. that I only eat Chalav Yisrael. Amisha Roitzel Hakol Hu Isa Kedina. Somebody wants to be Mekel. It's fine. He's doing Kedin. But Ein LaHachshivoy Kemezalzel Bisurim. Shouldn't be like you guys being Mezalzel Bisurim. It's completely fine. Now, just before we get into more discussion on this, when I was learning this first time, I saw this tshuva from Rabbi Moshe. I saw these svaras. The first thing that hit me is that where's the makom to be machmer? Why should the Baal Nefesh be machmer? You're going to use this yediyah to kill somebody. You're using this yediyah to put somebody to death. To assume that people are married. And now I'm saying, are we ever machmer on that? Are we ever machmer that, oh, let's say you see only a yichud, and then you don't see the biyah, so then somebody else is going and is makadish this lady, yeah? So you have a lady that's in yichud, you have Adam seeing that they're in yichud with this man, and you don't see the biyah, and then afterwards you see another guy is makadish this lady. Is anyone going to be machmer that, oh, you should need a get from the second one or from the first one because maybe the first one wasn't really a marriage, and now the second one's is anyone machmer like that? No one's machmer like that. Are we ever machmer not to put the guy to death? Yeah, you see Derech Menachem. The Derech that looks like the being mazan, even though you don't actually see the znos. You don't see the actual mice. You just see them being mazan. And that's enough. You ever machmer not to put the guy to death? No. So where's the machmer to be machmer of a chal? When I learned this, we're very bothered by this. Why, where's the machmer to be machmer? Why is he saying this? So I heard a lot of different things. But at last, I didn't have a good answer when I was learning this. And then, a few years later, I saw, you know, I was always bothering me, but a few years later, I was actually in Detroit, and I was in the Kaila, and I see some guys learning, this Siman. So I said, oh, let me ask you, you saw Rav Moshe? Yes, all right. Well, what's the pshat of this? What's the pshat? Where's the Makom to Machmer? Like, why be Machmer here? So they pointed me to this Siv. Which I'll read for you. I didn't print it for you, but it's mamish pshat. I think the last sif in Simen Kuf Tazayin. So the Rama says like this: Behema shachayra by chacham misvara, a behema that a chacham paskened on misvara. He paskened misvara that this behema is not a treif. This famous kasha, the shaila. He paskened that is kasha. He didn't find he can't point you to a sif in Shulchan Aruch. He can't point you to a mechaber. He can't point you to a shitas rishonim. He can't point you to anything. But from knowing the sugya, from knowing the svaras, the chacham is happy and confident to be matir this behemoth. Okay, but he can't point you to halach. He can't point you to a sif. So the Rama says, "Bal nefesh lo yeichal mimena." A bal nefesh shouldn't eat from it. So about his mutter, but about nefesh, someone who worries about his nefesh, worries about his neshama, he shouldn't eat from this behemoth. So the guy told me, he said, well, Ramesha, you can't point me to halacha that all you need is yediyah by chalav akum. There's no sif in Shulchan Aruch. There's rayas and svaras, and yeah, very good. He has a beautiful Shulchan Taira here. But Ramesha, since it's not often, there's no din, so that's why Ramesha was saying that about nefesh can be machmer.
Okay.
And let me just finish off. There's two tshuvas following this. Okay, the same person who wrote to him this, his name is Rabbi Yehuda Dick, wrote him this shaila. He answered, and then there's two follow ups, and the first follow up he asks is that lemaisa the fine is very small. If you find that when they find this these they're not shutting down the business. If they find some sort of like pig milk in there, if it's tested and it's not exactly pure cow milk, they'll find them. I mean, it's not going to be. He says it's fine, it's very small, like $25 or something. So he says. So then he said, and he deals with that problem. And he says,
right.
But Moshe was assuming they're going to close down the business. So this guy told him, he says, no, they're not going to close down the business. They're just going to find them. Right? They're not going to just close down business. If they find them, they're going to find them. And then they're going to keep checking, and it's going to, you know, they don't just close down businesses. They're going to close down this whole factory. So, but he, in the next tshuva, he takes care of it, and he says it doesn't matter. And basically, his svar is that what does a guy have to gain by adding this pig milk? First of all, he's going to have to bribe people. He says he goes through a number of svaras why these big companies are not going to waste their time doing this.
Yeah. There's an accusation some years ago that McDonald's was using worms in their hamburger meat. And this accusation went on for a little while until McDonald's demonstrated that worm meat is far more expensive than cow meat.
Okay, so
there. It doesn't make sense.
That's simple. So he says that it's
tircha to add.
He says it's
going to
be such a tircha for them. It makes no sense for them to try to add in this pickle.
Cows are much more.
He said, you know, you're going to have to bribe people, and you're going to have to bribe all your workers. And he goes through and he says, and then the next tshuva, he also says, Lamaisa, the next kasha that he asks him is that these companies, they get this milk, right? They don't produce their own milk. They get them from farmers. He says there are certain farmers that have no government regulations over there. They're farmers that
regulate themselves.
Yeah, they don't have regulations.
Well, they
don't.
So then how can they be relied upon?
So the company, no, because what happens is that the big companies, you know, have regulations. But some Joe Schmo farmer who has five cows on his farm are not the government. So the way that this Rav asks Ramesha is that they get from also these type of farmers where there's no government. The government's not overseeing them at all.
Where's the mir system?
So that's his kasha. So, if
it was vertical integration, you'd have like these massive dairy farms owned by the milk company. So they milk their own cows.
I would imagine that's how it works. But the kasha was that they're also getting them from farmers that the government is not watching over and not regulating. I don't know how that's shy, but that was his kasha to Ramesha. So then, Ramesha goes through, and this is a much longer tshuva, and he goes through the whole sugya explaining why that's not a problem either. So nice, at the end of the day, Ramesha still sticks to his guns. Now, I don't know, it could be Bezman HaZeh that came up with new things, why it's called Yisrael
Zasa.
Is there
room to
but,
say,
that
now it's different?
Yeah, there's 100% room to say, you know, who knows what happened with the Metzias. I mean, people say that the Metzias changed, but what I'm bringing out is like this.
The Metzias changed for the better or for the worse?
For the worse, people say that they do all the different types of things to the milk these days, and I didn't get so involved with it. I just know that there is this, words going around.
It's
that things change. Things change for Moshe. One is just regular OU. Right. So I mean, first of all, they should not really need OU because I mean, if you're Semich on this Moshe, you just go into any store and buy
milk. You're Semich on Ramosha for that time, but you're saying maybe circumstances have changed. But can a contemporary kashrus agency adapt to those changes and say, well, it's still kosher, it's not Chol Yisrael?
They could. Why not? I mean, I don't know.
Or are they just saying, well, it's
know.
Milk, so it's
I don't know. I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think so. I don't think any kashrus agency ever gave Chalav Stam like an OU on it or an OK, but I don't think they ever put an extra on it. They just want to be
some kind of
milk.
Now have an OU on it?
Does it?
Yeah, some milk has an OUD.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
CRC milk, the VAT certifies milk.
Even though it's not Chalav Yisrael?
Right.
The VAT certifies Michigan milk producers.
Oh, okay, fine. So then they do. I was not aware of this. But yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, this is the point. The point is, it could be things have changed. I don't know. I'm just telling you, Ramesh. Ramesh seems he holds his guns at the end of whenever he was alive. And from the ideas that he knew, from the Metzias that he knew about what's going on, he held his gun and said it's mutter, about nefesh, though certainly has makom to be machmir. And that's, I think, is on this sif about when you're only coming with svaras, and here's the bottom line, like I said in the beginning, this has nothing to do with cheese. Ramesh has a completely different tshuva by cheese. So there's really, really, if let's say somebody wants to be about nefesh. So he says he wants to be machmir, so I mean, it's 100% fine to be machmir on cholov, and you'll be a very baal nefesh. But by cheese, you're not going to be machmir. That's fine. I mean, if you want to do that's a very nice thing, a nice chumri. You're being machmir on the cheese, on the milk, because Rav Moshe says baal nefesh machmir, and it's only svaras. But let's say you want to, for whatever reason, cheese or cheese products, things that only have cheese in it and not milk, or things that could come from milk. We'll get that next week. But there's certainly, you know, it's completely separate worlds. Because remember, we said the truth of Ramesha by Gvina, that he says that by Gvina there's no reason to be machmer when it's to be make sure that the Gvinas are called Yisrael. Because we know by Gvina that Yid has to be the Mamanashal. Yid has to be there. There's no such thing as Gvina Stan. Yid has to be there by the process. So Ramesha says it to be machmer, that make that milk called Yisrael, that's already, he doesn't say Baal Nefesh machmer over there. So if a person wants, he can go just take on this tshuva of Ramesha and say, I want to be a Baal Nefesh like Ramesha. Like Ramesha was like himself. And, choose to leave for himself. Okay, all right. But what was the...
At the end of the day, the Chodosh and the Chasim Sofa and the Aruch Shulchan, I mean, does not even directly affect the Moshe's Pesach.
Nothing to do with it.
Right.
Absolutely nothing to do with the Moshe. That's something sad, yeah.
He kind of bypasses everything and goes straight
exactly.
to the...
Exactly, he bypasses everything. And then therefore he's not even arguing with the Chasim Sofa.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
He's that's but it's again, it's all as far. So I mean, the Chasim Sofa, I think it's a different way than how he approaches this. He's also not there. It's a different way. But, that's the... All right, good.
So you did his research. We don't know. We didn't do our research.